Right into our next guest this morning and talking a unique high school sport available to students across the state. That's the Clay Target League. And this morning we're being joined with Josh Correls with he's the state coordinator for the Wyoming High School Clay Target League. Josh, good morning. Appreciate your time. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How about you?
Doing great, Josh. Thank you for joining us. Tell us about this Clay Target League. What is it, and how can kids get involved with it?
Yeah, so we have a program, very unique. All of our teams are all approved through a school. So we have shooting sports, trap shooting, skeet shooting, sporting clays, and five stand are four offerings. And all of our teams have all been approved to use the school's name, and they go and shoot virtually. So they're all shooting at their local gun club. And then they enter in their scores, and then their scores count against other teams in the state. So it's a really unique spot, especially for you guys on the way western side of the state. So it's a great program with grades 6 through 12 are allowed to be on it, depending on what the school wants to do. And every single kid has to have a safety certificate. So safety is our number one priority. And then it's fun, and then it's marksmanship. So we do it in that order, and it works out very well.
Josh, how long has the Clay Target League been in Wyoming, and how many schools right now have a team?
So this past, we've been around right before COVID, we started up, and now we had 18 schools this past spring and 300 kids. So it's growing in Wyoming and just across the country. So we have also, it's called the USA Clay Target League. So we have a larger audience with 35 states, 37,000 kids this past spring that were in our program. So it's definitely growing. In 2008, the program started back in Minnesota, and we had three teams, 30 kids. So we've really grown since then.
So let's say a young person is listening to this and wants to be involved. How do they get that process started?
Well, the easiest would just be to get on our website and fill out a form, start a team inquiry, and then from there we can get you some information and help you walk you through the process of what needs to be done and share some information so you can go to the school. And, you know, obviously I can handle any phone calls or anything as well. So if you just go to usaclaytarget.com, and then you can hover over the league. So we do offer a couple leagues. So we have a college league for any kids in college, a homeschool league, and the high school league is by far our largest. So we have a couple different offerings, and you just, on the website, usaclaytarget.com, hover over the leagues, click on high school, and then find Wyoming, and then fill out the form online there, and we can get it going and answer anything that's needed.
Wow. So speaking with Josh Correls this morning, the state coordinator for the Wyoming High School Clay Target League. Josh, so it sounds like the concept of being able to do this just at home all the time and compete almost virtually against those from other schools is a great concept, because there's no travel expenses to the school, that kind of thing. What commitments does the school make if they have some students that wants to compete in this school, as far as expenses and staffing, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so a great question. So our program is a minimum of two kids. So as long as you have two kids at your school that want to do it, then you could set up a team. You'd have to have five for a team score, which is pretty simple to find, you know, enough kids in a school that would like to do it. And then just approval to use the school name. We want to be treated as a club activity, so we're not sanctioned by the high school association yet. So just want to be able to use the school name and be treated as a club activity. And then from there, we give some a coach. You need a head coach, and then you need a place to shoot. So once you have those things, expenses are going to vary so dramatically from people that have just fundraising that they do, or just sponsorships. It's amazing how many people that once they find out, oh, this is through the schools, awesome. How do we support this program? So, I mean, we have boys and girls on a line. Doesn't matter your age. They're all on the same line together. You have kids in wheelchairs. I mean, it's adaptive. It's co-ed. It hits all the buckets, all the checks that the school wants. We hit all those buckets. One thing, you know, on the western side of the state, the only school that we have is just this, you know, southwest corner would be Lyman High School, has a team. But I know there's a lot of other schools in that area that would love to take this on, and then they can compete against other schools across the state. So
what?
That's sort of a quick snapshot.
Excuse me. So what does a student need to get started? What do they? What equipment do they need? I guess I'm also asking, what kind of gun do they need?
Yeah, so it's all 12 gauge and 20 gauge. I would say probably 80% of the kids will use a 12 gauge. 20 gauge or more when those kids start out, you know, smaller kids, not used to recoil and just want to start with a gun, or they're just using whatever they have at home, you know. So 12 and 20 are by far the two predominant guns that you're going to be using. And then it's eye and ear protection, you know, and you can get the foam earplugs and, you know, the easy, cheap safety glasses, or you can go and do all the custom stuff that, you know, you can spend a lot of money on all the above. So, but any local gun that you have at home already is probably going to work. If it's a 12 gauge or a 20 gauge, you don't have to go and buy any special gun. The beauty with if you're just doing trap shooting is it's only one shot. So there's, when you're on the line shooting, you're the only one that ever has a live, and your action is closed. That's the only time, and it's only for a few seconds. Then there's no live gun on the range. So they're always, action has to stay open until it's their turn to shoot, which makes it that much safer. So if it's trap shooting, it's just a shotgun is all you need.
Josh, you mentioned this is just a club sport right now. It's not sanctioned by the Wyoming High School Activities Association. What are the future plans as you look to grow this sport in Wyoming? Do you hope to become sanctioned in the future?
We would like to have recognition, not sanction, because sanction is a whole different bucket. So sanction means you have to have paid coaches, provide transportation, no sponsors on shirts, you know, all those things that would really hurt our ability to get more kids involved. We rely heavily on sponsors. So you might have a, you know, a local business that wants to give the team $1,000 and then they get their name on the shirt. So there's that. And then just the flexibility that we have. So you have to shoot 50 targets per week. It's a 9-week program in the spring, 6 weeks in the fall. And it's shooting 50 targets a week. So you have to have that flexibility. And if you get rained out, it's not like, you know, a baseball game where you're going to figure out how to do it. We have specific weeks where you have to get in because we have to be done before, you know, school's out at the end of May, for example.
You talked about having about 300 kids in that range. What, talk to us about the growth of this and kind of what some of the goals are.
Sorry, you broke up.
Talk to us about the growth potential of this and what the goals are for that.
We're just trying to grow it. You know, get every school to understand what this is and how it can really improve. You know, if a school looking to add an activity, they always have to add a, you know, a boys activity, a girls activity to match it. This, like I said earlier, it checks all the boxes. So you can add an activity that you can have kids in a wheelchair to a boy, a girl, all on the same line doing it. So the goal is just to get everybody educated. And, you know, once we have enough schools, then that's when we can start talking to the Athletic Association for Wyoming and seeing how we can get that to really take off. In Minnesota, where the program began, we're now the seventh largest activity in the state. And there's 45 offerings in Minnesota, and we're number seven. So we're larger in Minnesota than boys and girls ice hockey in the state of hockey.
Wow.
So it's really taken off in those states. And once the schools understand that, wow, this is something that everybody can do, and it's the safest sport, and I'll go head-to-head with any other sport that's in a school and say, hey, what's your injury report? You know, we're going to blow it out of the water because we have zero injuries with, you know, 37,000 kids pulling the trigger last year.
That's Josh Crayels, again, the state coordinator for the Wyoming High School Clay Target League, a fast-growing club sport in Wyoming High School athletics. Josh, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention this morning as far as this league goes?
No, I think it's just a matter of educating people and, you know, going on our website, usaclaytarget.com, and click on the start a team box and get some information. And, you know, I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about our program and see how it can get kids more involved with an activity at school, because that's the thing that some of these kids, they're going home. 39% of the kids in our surveys are not involved in any activity at school. So as a school, this is a great way to get those 39% of your kids that are going home playing video games to get involved with something in the school and have some, you know, some school spirit, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that's the Wyoming High School Clay Target League this morning. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, live on the SVI Radio Network.